I travel all over the country, and I see Gideons here and there. They hand out the word of God, but the problem in America, I would say, if you went to a foreign country where the word of God is not available and you transfer it in their language, that would be awesome. But here in America, I see them all over handing out Bibles for free. And the problem is the Gideons aren't calling people to repentance and to the biblical gospel. They're not doing in love what Jesus said. Jesus said, Jesus said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. That's not just handing out the word of God, because the average home in America has three Bibles, I've told. One time I read it was eight. Has like three Bibles, and everybody's got their Bible on the phone now, and nobody's reading it. So I do give out a gospel card. I gave you one. But that's because the gospel card calls you to the word of God, and we proclaim the gospel, and we warn people. If you're of the world, see, the last Gideon, maybe you're different. The last Gideon told me, we don't have to call people out of the world. And I said, what? He said, well, you can be of the world and you can love sports and Super Bowl and movies and politics. And I said, Jesus said his sheep aren't of the world, sir. So that's the problem I have with the Gideons, some of them. They hand out the word of God. We're not preaching the word of God. We're not holding people to the word of God. Does that make sense?
We hand out the word of God on special occasions. We also go about evangelizing as well.
Okay.
Individually.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Okay, yeah. And the other problem I would have with the Gideons is there's a lot of ecumenicalism. They're linked to a lot of the evangelical world, and I stand totally against that. I mean, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, these are Roman Catholic handed down holidays. These aren't God's holidays.
It may have started that way, but there's certain, you've got to acknowledge God was born, and God was reborn.
Well, yeah, but keeping association with false groups, Jesus said you have to. Romans 16:17 says, mark those who teach against sound doctrine and avoid them. So I would just encourage you, if you go to my website for free, I don't take money from anybody, and I would encourage you to test the gospel and the 10-point test and think about what the Gideons do versus the call and the command. The Gideons, I've known a few Gideons. They're like the world. They're people of the world. And really, we're supposed to be holy and set apart because of the Spirit of God, the Word of God, the truth of God. But I've met so many worldly Gideons.
I have not met a one.
Well, do you attend a church?
Yes.
What church do you go to? Can I ask? What the name of it? What brand?
It's Northside Baptist.
Baptist. So can I ask you a question? When did the Baptist church become established?
I have no idea.
1620. 1,620 years after Jesus established his true New Testament body, the Baptists keep Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. Jesus said he'd be in the grave 3 days and three nights. You can't get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning. How?
I was the same thought for the longest time.
3 days and three nights. How do you get that from Friday night to Sunday morning?
First of all, it may not have been Friday night, because this was during the period of Pentecost, where they have some Sabbath days in there in addition to the Sabbath.
Okay. I agree with you totally. Can I share with you? He didn't die on Friday, and he didn't rise on Sunday. Jesus died on Wednesday, the day before the high Sabbath on Thursday. There's two Sabbaths that week, and Jesus rises on Saturday because he was in the grave Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night.
He raised on the first day of the week.
It doesn't say he rose on, it says he was gone when they came on the first day of the week. He was gone. He would be a liar if he went into the grave, if he stayed in the grave 4 days. He was only in there 3 days. But we're missing the point. The Baptist church teaches many, many false traditions and false ways. And so I would encourage you to test the Baptist faith, test the Gideons. Unless your life is totally transformed out of that church culture, out of those pagan holidays, out of the cultural ways, like I don't know if you watch TV, sports, politics, entertainment, movies, none of that's of God. That's all. There's two kingdoms. That's the kingdom of Satan. And the kingdom of God is found in spirit and truth. Do you believe that? Okay, so why do people all follow after the ways of the world and claim to be of Jesus Christ? Well, I agree with spirit versus letter, but we're told to keep the spirit and the letter, which means
we have the spirit.
Which means, did you see my wife? She's got her head covered. Did you know the Bible teaches that? 1 Corinthians 11. No one teaches it anymore.
The Bible also teaches it. women are just shut up at church. Don't say anything.
What? They're supposed to be quiet. Well, they're supposed to be quiet whenever men are reasoning. My wife would be quiet listening to you and I. Right now, she's sharing the truth with that man. But she would be quiet. These are the church system has been feminized. I bet you they're not bad. I can believe that the Baptist women in your body don't cover their heads, do they? No. They go against. They go against the word of God. Nope, but many of them, nope, it's not. It's actually a cloth covering. We have teachings on that. No, it can't be your hair. You know why?
The man is covered by Jesus.
No, the man is supposed to go uncovered. Right here.
And he's covered by Jesus.
Her hair can't be your covering. You know why? Men would have to shave their heads because the Bible says men are to be uncovered. Yeah, that's right, because that you would have to shave your head to be uncovered if hair is her covering. A veil is actually a covering.
Jesus is the covering of the man. The man is the leader of the house.
Right.
And he is his life's covering.
Yep. So I just would encourage you, my gospel card on my website is set up to help you do that. Test the Baptist faith, test the Gideon faith. You got to go much deeper. Jesus said if you keep man-made traditions in Mark 7, you worship him in vain. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday are man-made traditions. You worship God in vain in that. Don't do that. No. Just keeping every lie. No, you can't. Do you know what happened to two guys in Leviticus 10 that decided to bring their own strange fire? Nahab and Abinadhu. I can't say their names right. God burned them up. They were bringing fire. They were bringing fire to worship God. He burned them up because they didn't do his way, sir. You're going to do Christmas and Easter. That's your way. Be careful. In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul says God's killing people because they don't obey. Yeah, you got to be obedient, which means come out of the church culture, come out of the culture. Check that gospel. Check out that website. Test the Baptist faith. Test the Gideons. You got to follow Christ in spirit and truth. One lie. Revelation 22, 14, 15. One lie will put you out of the kingdom. No willful sin is going to be forgiven. Hebrews 10:26. You can't live in willful sin. It won't be cleansed. You keep Christmas and Easter. That's a pattern every year. That's a sin. You got to repent of that, sir. I love you. Test yourself. Go much deeper. Go deeper in the Word of God. Lifting up Jesus Christ today, warning you about the religious systems and the culture. Turn and seek Christ. He's a glorious Savior.